Tweaking NAFTA, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. What with all this talk from the Trump administration about changing or actually negating the NAFTA trade agreement, the dairy industry is worried, and they have a right to be. Idaho Dairymen Association Director of Operations, Rick Nearabout, has thoughts.
You know, if you want to have a conversation that's cordial with Mexico about the provisions of NAFTA that don't sit well with you, okay, fine, do that in a respectable manner so that you don't upset Mexico. If they take an abrasive approach, agricultural commodities are always the first to receive retaliatory tariffs. So when countries get into trade wars, it's always agriculture that takes the brunt of that because we're the first ones to receive tariffs. And the logic behind that is nearly every state's involved in food production. So if a country wants to retaliate against us, you get all 50 states feeling the pain when you retaliate against agriculture. And the other piece of it, when the U.S. was being required to remove the country of origin labeling on ag products, and we were being slow to get that done, Mexico had already indicated that the first commodity that was going to get retaliatory tariffs put on it was dairy.
So dairy appears to be the whipping boy in ag.
On this issue, we seem to be receiving more attention than we'd like.
People in the beef industry also feel like they've gotten more attention than they like. David Sparks, aginfo.net.